It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to the renewed bipartisan push for legislation that would require consent from patients in order for healthcare providers or med students to do a pelvic exam on someone who is unconscious. Call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Gina Denick Champion is here, Chief Executive Officer of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. Gina, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. Give us a sense of where we stand right now. Are pelvic exams currently being performed on unconscious patients without prior consent?
I'm not so sure if that's still occurring. I think with the legislative bills that have been brought forward in the past, where there's a lot of that reexamination taking place about it. But I do think that it's important that we have some sort of language in the law that talks about policies prohibiting hospitals having policies that prohibit these sorts of examinations without, you know, doing it without the permission, written and verbal permission by the patient.
Can you walk us through a scenario for an unconscious patient when this might perhaps happen?
I just remember a case where the woman was testifying at the public hearing, and how, and this was a couple of years ago, probably, and how she did not find out until after the fact that there were medical students that were learning how to do, or increasing their skills on how to do pelvic exams. And there was no permission granted. There was, the informed consent was pretty vague. And it left her really traumatized with that event when she found out that all of this took place without her permission.
There is debate as to whether this constitutes assault. How do you view it?
Well, you know, I think we have to look at it from, you know, a code of ethics. And for nurses, we have that, that we're going to be advocating for the best interest of the patient. And there are so many other ways that students can learn all sorts of procedures. One being, we have really high fidelity simulation these days. We also have patients or individuals that are willing to be patients, where, you know, a student could practice and also get feedback from that individual. We know that this is about learning. And when are we crossing the line when we talk about, is this sexual assault in a learning environment? Some people would say yes. Others are saying, you know, we can easily remedy this if we just be very open with and honest with that individual by letting them know, by the way, or will you give us permission to perform, teach our students how to perform a pelvic exam? So it's all about permission.
All about permission. It also makes you wonder whether there are other ethically questionable aspects of the medical school curriculum or even the advanced practice nursing curriculum that should be discussed in a broader context in society.
Well, in this case, we believe that, again, we have our code and no one should be coerced into, number one, performing an exam where they're not comfortable. Secondly, not having the permission of that individual smacks us right into our code of ethics, and that there are other ways to learn how to do these procedures.
Hmm. More than 20 states ban pelvic exams without informed consent. A PBS doing the accounting. Their legislation here in Wisconsin, introduced in 2021, would have banned these exams here. That legislation failed, as you know, to gain enough traction to pass. What are the concerns with, opponents have raised to this?
That's a really good question. When we're thinking about the rights of the patient, and that's what we should always be in advocating for that patient. I don't know whether it's just, we don't want any mandates, not sure. But I think in cases like this, there is certainly incredible rationale for why it is important to have that permission. And I think we have our nurse midwife students. We have, you're right, the advanced practice nurses we have that are also performing pelvic exams. But not having the permission would certainly, is not appropriate.
We're talking with Gina Denick-Champion, heads up the Wisconsin Nurses Association. This legislation, bipartisan legislation involving unconscious patients and getting consent for pelvic exams. You can join in with your questions, your concerns at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Gina, the practice often done for med students to learn how to perform certain pelvic or prostate exams, how would this legislation affect the way medical students learn? You keep saying that there is other ways, other technology.
Well, there is. We've talked about high fidelity simulation. There's also, what a lot of schools are doing now is they are hiring. They would hire an individual who was willing to be the patient and not only being there as a real person, but being awake and being able to talk and listen to how that individual is talking to them as a provider, but also the procedure itself, to let the person know that hurts or just give that other feedback. That's available. And I think the days of not informing individuals that that is vague is also inappropriate.
We've been through the Me Too era. We've been through and continue to go through concerns about distrust in medicine. Where does this all fit in with those issues, with those tensions?
I think that certainly became very clear. I think it was the Me Too that also kind of drove the importance of bringing this information forward about these procedures. It is, of my understanding, it came from the medical students themselves, where they were finding, am I crossing my ethical boundaries by learning this procedure while the woman is unconscious and not knowing that I'm doing this. And I think that with that, we've been able to really bring this, increase this awareness, and at the same time, say, let's put the stops on this and let's make sure we have policies in place that inform the student, informs the instructor that we need the permission.
Do you have any sense that a number of hospitals and clinics are already doing this, have a consent form already for pelvic exams and a patient perhaps in surgery, coming out of surgery?
I'm not sure about that. I've heard that that it's already being done, which and kudos to those, organizations or institutions that have put the patient first. If I could, some caveats to this, and I don't mean
please
to change
go ahead.
The
mm-hmm.
Okay, so because the language says that you need written permission, and it looks as though even the provider, a provider, not teaching a student, but a provider, needs written or verbal permission. And we had a question with our public policy council that, we have SANE nurses, those are your sexual assault nurse examiners, who do perform pelvic exams. And sometimes that patient is unconscious because she's been sexually assaulted, physically assaulted, and incapable of giving permission for a pelvic exam. And we know the importance of getting that exam conducted as soon as possible to collect that, you know, that forensic evidence is necessary. And I'm not sure if this would impact the policy that says, no, you need permission. So we're going to be looking for some clarity surrounding that. We also think the other situation, you know, we have women that are in labor and have come in preeclamptic to the point where the toxins have rendered them unconscious. Again, it would be, you know, it needs to be a standard of care that you're doing that pelvic examination to see about the condition of that baby. So there are just some of those situations where we think maybe medically necessary or something like that should be in there so that not everyone that's in the best interest of that patient
to ensure the proper care is being delivered.
Yes. And we're not seeing that. And maybe it's already in existing statute somewhere. But
Gina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Gina Denick-Champion is Chief Executive Officer of the Wisconsin Nurses Association. That's the organization lobbying on behalf of the state's 90,000 registered nurses. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.